comments? You've heard the motion and second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Motion's carried. Staff recommendation, triple permit fee.
Yeah.
Item 12, Del Marver Power.
I do feel, I wish Jay the best in the world for retiring in 6 months. I don't know how he can stand it. It's a tough job. I believe I put the wrong number on your eval. Del Marver Power 25. I believe it should be 28.96. Yeah, 28.96, not 29.96. I apologize. Okay. Del Marver Power requests authorization to relocate the main overhead transmission line from the north side of Black Narrows Bridge to the south side of Black Narrows Bridge in the town of Schenectady, ACMAC. The installation of 3 of the 6 new poles will impact either state-owned wetlands or state-owned subaqueous bottom. Both wetlands and subaqueous permits will be required. The project is protested by 2 Marsh Island residents. So look. Pretty much in the same area as before. It's along the causeway. This is a quad sheet showing the location of the project circled in red, Black Narrows. And this is another state-owned piece of property in blue. State marsh that they'll be crossing is right in this general area, and then the subaqueous area is crossed here. It's an aerial view showing the causeway going to the town of Schenectady. At this point, I thought I'd just kind of give you a little history of why they're relocating. Back in September of 2003, the commission approved the realignment of the new bridge, which will continue from here, go out around Marsh Island, and tie into Wiremax Boulevard. Because of that relocation, the power line would be in the way for construction purposes, so they have come to us and decided to do this. Go to the south side in red. By doing that, Del Marver Power will remove 3 of the existing poles on this side and the 1 existing on this side. The 2 in the middle here that are in state submerged lands will be removed by VDOT during the completion or the construction of the project itself with the bridge. And the what's in red is in our jurisdiction. What is in yellow, which is another pole, was addressed by the ACMAC County Wetlands Board at their February 23rd meeting. Again, another aerial showing our jurisdiction in red, the Wetlands Board's jurisdiction here.
The Wetlands Board has approved both of those.
That's correct. They have approved it with the same condition as the previous one, where temporary impacts, regrading to pre-existing conditions and sprigging on 18-inch centers. This is the applicant's drawing showing the relocation of the power line, and it's crossing 2 Orchard Grand leases. The leaseholders were notified of the public hearing on the Eastern Shore, and they were sent individual letters and no response from either one of them. Again, this is the applicant's drawings. I've colored in a few things. The causeway is in red. The yellow line, y'all can see it, is the new power line. Power pole 143, 144, and 145. We had 2 concerns with this project. One, and the one that concerned me, was in blue. This water line was put in last year and was permitted by VMRC. It's directionally drilled from the parking lot of the boat ramp to an area on the north side of the road and tying into the old water main that we just talked about is being replaced. But by doing that, you can see this pole is really close. It's 24 feet, and that concerned me. I talked to the town, who had some concerns. They talked to their engineer. The engineer from Delmarva Power talked to the town and the engineer. They've worked it out. They're comfortable with 24 feet. The town is willing to stake out the water main prior to the construction of the pole 144. I think that's pretty much covered the problem there, so I don't think we have an issue. The other issue was this pole originally was in the middle of this man-made canal through state marshes, and that was done originally when, I guess, well, I know it was. It was done when the causeway was originally done. But by putting it in the middle, I had some concerns about access from by small boats on three-quarters or full tides. Occasionally, they'll use it to come through here, and I didn't want them to have to navigate around the pole. So what we did is I've asked them, and they responded by moving the pole from the middle over to the south side of it. And it's on the intertidal area. It's not vegetated, but it's intertidal right there. So the pole 143 has been moved over. Again, this is the applicant's revised drawing showing the 143 has been moved over, and it continues on across. And just a closer view of 143 being in the intertidal area there. Ground shots. These poles will be removed to, I believe it's this one back here, and the line will be coming across over this general area. And I'll leave this one up and then you can hit the lights. The realignment of the overhead transmission line will cross 485 linear feet of state-owned wetlands and 1,365 linear feet of state-owned submerged lands. Pole 143, which is the this one in the canal, will impact 20 square feet of non-vegetated wetlands, and poles 144 and 145, which are the two in the subaqueous area, will encroach over 982 square feet of subaqueous bottom. The reason it's a lot larger there is they've got stone riprap that's protecting them also around them. And as I mentioned, VDOT will be pulling these two poles up when the construction begins on the new one. And that construction, according to VDOT right now, is late 2006 or early 2007. Okay. Yeah. And as I stated earlier, this is state wetlands, so the commission rather than Accomack County must issue the permit. Accomack County Wetlands Board held a public hearing, which I've talked about, on the 23rd and approved the project with the same restrictions as before on the other project. We had the public hearing in Accomack on Monday, February 13th, and in attendance were the three Delmarva Power representatives, the chairman of the Wetlands Board, and no one from the public attended the hearing. The two Marsh Island property owners, Francis Dobinsky and Thomas Park, have protested the project. Two different protests. Mrs. Dobinsky has concerns with the magnetic field from the power lines may cause health issues and may devalue her property. Mr. Parks is opposed to the new bridge and any other project that may be the result of the bridge replacement. As we've stated earlier, the bridge has been permitted in September of 2003. So we don't believe that's an issue. No state agency has expressed any opposition to the project. We did get a letter this morning from the Coast Guard, and they have no objections to the project. As I've stated early in the summary, Power Pole 144 is close to the submerged line, and we talked about that. 143 has been moved. That's the one here in the canal to the south side. Originally, it was on the north side, but from middle to north side. Anyway, they moved it to the south side, and we've got new revised drawings. So based on the above information, staff recommends approval of the project with the revised drawings that we have showing the proposed location of Power Pole 143. Staff further recommends that all temporary impacted areas be graded to pre-existing conditions and that the area be planted with the appropriate wetlands or wetland plantings as stated in the applicant's mitigation plan. And we also are recommending a royalty of one time for $2,003.20 be assessed for the encroachment over 1,200 square feet of state-owned non-vegetated wetlands and subaqueous land at a rate of $2 per square foot. This is for the open pile structures. The power line itself, we didn't feel like it needed another royalty, considering that it had a royalty assessed to it on the north side in the 80s when it was originally permitted there.
Any questions for Hank and Commission?
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Robbins.
Hank, when they get done with this project, they're going to have fewer poles. They're going to have fewer poles in the project than they got now, right?
Yes, that would be correct.
Okay, thank you.
Any more questions? Thank you, Hank. Is the applicant present from Dillmore? Yes, ma'am.
My name is Marsh Zellhofer. I'm the agent for the applicant.
All right. Before I tell the whole truth, nothing but truth we have begun.
Yes.
Thank you.
I don't have any statement. Mr. Badger has done an excellent job of presenting the project. I'm available for questions if you have them.
Are you in agreement with staff recommendation?
The client is in agreement with staff recommendation, yes, sir.
Any more questions for the client? Thank you, ma'am. Does anybody here object?